This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, folks, we've got all kinds of news. Roger Stone will be joining us. Austin Peterson will be joining us. We've got updates on Irma, updates on why Hollywood is collapsing, updates on the Menendez trial. But the big news, we are opening up the phone lines, 512-646-4426, 512-646-4426, to liberals who want to debate me. We are inviting liberals to come on the show and debate me. I dare you.
Gentlemen, will you please welcome the next senator of the great state of Michigan, Tim Motherfucker.
All right.
You had so much faith in me.
Well, what's going on in the world today? It seems the government wants to give everyone health insurance but wants us all to pay. And to be very frank, I really don't have a problem with that. Since God has blessed me and made my pockets fat. But a redistribution of wealth seems more like their plan. And I don't believe that you should save, sacrifice, do things by the book, and then have to take care of some deadbeat milk in the system lazy ass motherfucking man. Now,
this is what you get
the issue
when politicians suck for your entire life. You get Kid Rock for Senate.
But read my lips. We should not reward these women who can't even take care of themselves but keep having kid after kid.
Yeah, you don't think that this scares liberals, folks? This scares the establishment to death.
Sit here and sound like a jerk. Well, let's help them out with child care, job training, and put the damn asses to work.
That is censored for, this is the family audience.
Who refuse to be a man? Who refuse to raise your sons up to be good men? You ghetto glorifiers and gangster wannabes? I say lock all you assholes up and throw away the keys.
You could combine the crowds of all of Hillary's rallies and it still wouldn't equal the energy and noise that you're getting here.
Or sit during our Star Spangled Banner. Call me a racist because I'm not PC and think you have to remind me that Black Lives Matter. Nazis, bigots, and now again the KKK says screw all you assholes, stay the away.
Oh my gosh, we're taking the country back, man. It's just great. Yeah, I'll take Kid Rock. I will, absolutely.
To call him by his name. So please, Almighty Jesus, if you're looking down tonight, please guide us with your wisdom and give us strength to fight. To fight the tyrant evils that lurk here and abroad. And remind us all, we are still just one nation under God.
This has the liberals freaking out. A rock star.
Now let's get down to brass tacks.
Bringing Jesus to politics.
Like it or not, Hillary Clinton lost, and your president is Donald motherfucking Trump.
A cowboy, baby. You want to be a cowboy?
Kid Rock for Senate. It's got folks in disarray. Where they hear Kid Rock for President of the USA?
Michigan's going red, folks.
Wouldn't it be a sight to see? President Kid Rock in Washington, D.C. Standing on the Oval Office like a G. Holding my dick ready to address the whole country.
How do you like us now, baby? Patriots are back.
You never met a motherfucking quiet night.
great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold-pressed. That's all why right. Super Mel is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best but cold-pressed?
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
That's right. It scares them to death that the return of the Republic might mean that they might have to get off their lazy ass and get a job and start a family. And I don't know, maybe they might own a house or own property someday, too. This is something that scares them to death. Welcome to the War Room, folks. Owen Schroyer, your host for now. We'll be joined by Roger Stone later. We'll be joined by Austin Peterson later. The big news is, though, today we're going to take calls from liberals. So if you're a liberal out there that disagrees with me, I can't. People think I'm, like, fake. They literally think I do everything for show. That's not the case. So I'm inviting all liberals to call in 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We want to talk to liberals who think that they can outwit me in a debate. Now, we're going to start here. We're going to start off, and I'll just put it to you this way. The whole reason that this thing, that we're going to take these calls today is because we have all of these liberals that are embracing this young girl that cursed me out and flicked me off as a hero. And of course, they don't really know anything about what happened. They celebrate 17 seconds of 2.5 hours of live broadcast that I did. This is how they work. But this is the battleground they chose. This is the battleground that they chose. Let's roll the clip and the audio, and then let's go to the phone lines. This is the hero to the left.
Thank you all for coming together to represent...
Not Hillary. She lost.
You're an idiot.
Wow. Who taught you that language?
My mother.
So your mother taught
you a hero. A hero. She is a hero. All right, so let's go to the phone lines to figure out why this girl is such a hero. Let's start with Carlos Jesus, who I've actually talked to before. He's actually a nice young man. And, I think that his politics will probably change down the road. But nonetheless, he has decided to come after me and stick up for the young girl in that video. Carlos, tell me why you have decided to come to the defense of that young girl.
Do we have the phone lines up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Carlos. Why have you come to the defense of that young girl?
Well, look, I think there's a greater issue here that shows why that, you know, that young girl, you know, said what she said and felt what she felt. I mean, first I would like to say, now, how did it make you feel, Owen? Like, did you feel hurt with the language that she used?
No, I was shocked that a young girl would do that on camera and that there were no parents around to discipline her. And actually, what's funny is you're 100% right. The issue is that people are raising their children to be scum like that. That's the issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the issue. So you're surprised when a very young girl might have used that language. However, you're not surprised or appalled at all when the President of the United States talks the way he does about women, about the rules.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for going there. Exactly. All the liberals get so upset over Trump's language, and then they embrace this young girl who's a foul mouth as a hero.
So you're equating. So this is what you're doing, Owen. You're equating a young girl and saying what she said to you, right, to the President of the United States.
No, that's what you did. No, sir, that's what you just did. You just equated that, not me, you.
talks about sexual assault against women, who attacks...
So stop. You're going on a jag. Why are you defending this young girl's behavior?
It's not the, you know, right now, I know you might have felt hurt or surprised.
No. Okay, time out. Silence him. You're not listening, Carlos. I need you to be quiet and listen, okay? I want you to answer the question. Why are you coming to the defense of this young girl? Answer that question.
When I look at many of your videos and you go to protest and then you're just, you know, you shove a camera in the face and then the microphone and you try to make yourself as this big hero. However, what I'm trying to understand is why are you picking always this little thing? It's, you know, liberals against, you know, the anti-Trumps don't know how to.
So you can't answer the question though. So you're yet to answer the question.
It comes from a legitimate place. I think that young girl was very against what you say, many of the things that you stand for. And I agree with that sentiment. I agree with the sentiment. I'm not going to say that.
Oh, okay. So that's fine. So we have a disagreement. So just tell me to F off and flick off the camera. That's how you deal with it.
Well, I mean, she is probably around 12 and you, I don't know how old you are, but you're probably not, you know, you're an adult and I think you can take it.
Exactly. What am I supposed to do? Have a debate with a young girl? Exactly.
You make fun of liberals for being snowflakes. That's the ultimate snowflake move. How surprised you were, and you got triggered. You know, you should take a look back at what you say, what the president of America says, and you can't equate them. You know, honestly, you care about rule of law. Quick question, because these are the things why I believe that I'm standing up for this younger. It's relevant, very relevant, Owen. For example, Sheriff Arpaio was a pardon. Someone who, a criminal, broke the law, a racist criminal.
Wrong. Wrong. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry. Done. Just pot him down. I can't deal with this. Folks,
actually, just keep him on the line for a second if he's still there.
Sheriff Arpaio was victimized by a liberal judge appointed by Bill Clinton that said that he was in contempt of court for doing things he wasn't doing. It was a literal witch hunt. But again, this is what I'm saying. Carlos, you're defending a young girl's behavior. And then you're the one trying to equivocate that with President Trump's language, but yet you're upset over President Trump's language, but you're embracing this young girl's language. Do you not see how that's hypocritical?
Doing your own hypocrisy, you're shocked when a little girl says it, but not when a grown man, President of the United States.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let me ask you a quick. All right, let me ask you this, Carlos. If you did what that little girl did in public, what would your parents have done?
First of all, my parents would have done nothing because I'm an adult and I can choose what I say on TV.
If you were 11 years old, if you were an 11-year-old and you went around telling people to F off and flicking people off, what would your parents have done?
All right, so I think if my parents, if I would have supported a president that...
You can't answer any questions, Carlos. You have not answered one question. You've gone down a line of conjecture this entire time. I will ask you...
Look, Owen, I'm having a serious conversation here. I'm showing you how it makes no sense to get outraged from what a young girl...
You're missing the point. All right. Okay. Do we have other liberals on the line? Carlos.
Yes.
I'm not shocked at this girl's behavior, okay? Of course, little children have foul mouths. What I'm shocked is that she would actually... And what you need to understand, this girl followed me around and was filming me for 5 minutes. She has her camera out. She was the one following me around, okay? And then she stepped up to me, all right? So just let the record show there. But whatever, regardless of that, I'm not even that upset. When I'm live for 2.5 hours and I'm dealing with protesters all day long, yes, it gets a little shocking when an 11-year-old girl comes over and curses at you. But regardless, here's what you don't understand, Carlos. All of these people run with the stories. You embrace this young girl, even though you hate President Trump's language. And then I have to go out on the streets and people tell me I harass young children, okay? That's fake news. That's not true. All right, so you have one more chance to tell me why this little girl is a hero to the left.
All right, are we still alive, though?
Go ahead.
Okay, so a hero to the left. Well, this young girl is at a protest, you know, exercising her First Amendment right. And whether she said what she said... You know, the reality is she has a First Amendment right, and I support her First Amendment right. I also support the sentiment that, you know, I think that it's absolutely ridiculous, some of the things you say. Honestly, we could disagree on, you can disagree with me on that, but I really disagree. Many of the things you say, many things are triggering, you know, many things you say are specifically to provoke, are very partisan.
Facts are triggering, I know.
I mean, not facts, Owen, you, I mean, come on.
Say something I say that's triggering that's not a fact.
Okay, so let me say, did you condemn the neo-Nazis? In Trump.
Yes, I condemn neo-Nazis. Absolutely. I want nothing to do with Nazis.
And do you think both sides were to blame?
Absolutely.
So the people fighting the Nazis, you know, who, you know,
fighting the Nazis, injured,
one of them died, you know, Heather Heyer is on the same.
Yeah, yeah. She was fighting Nazis.
Are you saying she was on the same moral plane as these neo-Nazis? Like Trump said, there's good people on both sides. So I think this is way more outrageous than a little girl telling, okay, you know, cursing.
How many, let me ask you this. How many marches have Nazis had in the last year that have turned violent?
There have been numerous gatherings.
I know one. Name the others.
There was another one in Kentucky. Don't you remember in a small town, the traditional workers' party, Richard Spencer, all these people.
Richard Spencer. Okay. So you've got one guy, one loon, that has one rally that turns out to be violent, yet you want to stand up for the First Amendment and free speech, but you hate their free speech. Meanwhile, Antifa literally goes city to city, burning things to the ground. No, it's only the right's fault.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10%
do we have any more liberals
on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth, from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So that's what I do. I get the liberals out on the platform and just lay them out. Look, I just want to say something to Carlos. Carlos is, I know Carlos. I've talked to him before. He's actually a nice guy. He's a young guy. Honestly, I think in 5 years, he's probably going to change all of his politics. But Carlos is involved in his school's politics. He does student government, and he does a lot of things. And I tried to give him an out last night. I tried to give him an opportunity because I care about him. I said, look, you need to change your stance on this girl. If you want to come on, you can actually have a real debate. But if you don't change your stance on this girl, I'm going to have to defend my honor. He chose to side with the foul-mouthed girl, so I had to go off on him. But, Carlos, you're going to come around. I think you're smarter than that. And you know that if you acted like that, your parents probably would have done the same thing that my parents did if I acted foully, and that's whoop my ass. But we've got other callers on the line here that want to try to debate me. Let's see if they can have a debate in reality and not just off fake news conjecture. Let's go to Tom, who's in London, who wants to debate me on Trump. Go ahead, Tom.
Hello there, Owen. I'm glad you've got your own show. And I'm glad it's doing very well.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, I'll comment on this. It's not what I called about, but the thing I liked about what the young girl did is the attitude. I mean, yes, she used the F word, but she, whether you said young man or young ma'am, as you claim, she probably heard young man. She probably thought you were calling her a little...
Well, I got to stop you right there, Tom, because here's the thing. That girl was already locked and loaded minutes before she even got on camera. She was filming me, foaming at the mouth, waiting to curse me out for minutes. But nobody sees that in the 17-second clip that they took out, but that's the case. So I'm sorry, but your premonition there is wrong.
Well, she had the appearance of someone who was sort of taken aback by what you said. So when you said young man, anyway, the point is, you know, I like the attitude of a young person who is not going to be spoken down to.
How did I speak down to her?
She used profanities, but...
Wait a second, what did I do that spoke down to her?
Well, she perceived it that way, obviously.
Okay, so you can't back your statement up, so you just make a claim, and then you can't back it up, okay.
I can't back it up? I can't back what up?
You said I spoke down to her, I said how, and you said, well, I guess that's how she perceived it. Which I'm saying is wrong, she was locked and loaded, foaming at the mouth for minutes before it happened.
I think it's pretty clear that she perceived it that way. That's taken from her affronted reaction. Anyway, what you said to Carlos about, what you said about Carlos, about him sort of coming to his senses later, that's generally not, that people don't generally move from the left to the right as they get older.
What? No, dude, wow. Hold on. Here's the saying, if you're not a liberal by the age of 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by the age of 30, you don't have a brain. That's the actual saying. Now, and look at all the Democrats that went for Trump in the last election. Look at all the Obama voters that went for Trump in the last election. Look at all the members of media like Lou Dobbs that went from CNN to Fox News and is now conservative. Now, you show me examples of people going from the right to the left. I'll wait.
The Young Turks guy, Mr. Yuga, is an example.
Chunk Yogurt?
No, Mr. Yuga.
Chunk Yogurt from the Young Turds.
I don't know his first name. I think his last name is pronounced Yuga, I believe. But he's never,
what are you talking about? When was he ever a conservative?
He was a conservative in his younger years. He was in conservative, in college, know, it's very well known. He talks about it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've got one guy who is like a bleeding heart, foaming at the mouth, crazy liberal, literally insane person. That's one guy.
He used to be a conservative. I mean,
I don't even know if what you're saying is accurate. I've never known Chunk Yogurt to be a conservative. Maybe he was years ago.
It's what he says. You know, I mean, who knows?
No, but let's talk about. Hold on. Let's just talk about in the last 4 years. Let's talk about actual relativity here. Where is the movement of people moving from conservative to liberals? Where is that happening? Where is it happening politically? Where is it happening geographically?
Well, there's an enormous grassroots movement for populism. Now, you can say that Trump is a populist, but he has proven himself not to be a populist. But populism, I mean, look at Bernie Sanders, his popularity. That is, he had a vast amount of youth. You know, his youth following.
Bernie Sanders lost, dude. Bernie Sanders lost. What are you talking about?
No, he had the nomination stolen by Hillary Clinton.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but where is the movement? Where is the Bernie Sanders movement? It's dead.
Are you saying that Bernie Sanders did not have a vast movement? Are you actually making that claim?
Never made that claim. All I said was he lost. And where's his movement now? That's what I'm saying. He lost. Where's his movement now?
At the time of the November election, Bernie Sanders would have beaten Trump. According to the
polls. According to the polls. The same polls that said Hillary would have beaten Trump. Nice try, Tom from London. You failed. Let's go to Patricia in Canada. How you doing today, Patricia?
Hello. Oh, my God. I can't believe what that guy just said. Listen.
Well, now, hold on a second. It says you're a reborn right conservative. Are you an example of exactly proving him wrong?
Oh, 100%. I'll tell you what.
Oh, okay.
I was a communist. I was a feminist out of university. I've got 2 degrees. I was an atheist, and I was married to a Muslim. And I'll tell you what, I feel that I have been intellectually raped for the last 40 years. I swear to goodness. And I've got 4 kids, and I'll tell you what, the only way that we're going to be able to fight this is, number one, through the media. And thank God Trump has allowed that black cloud over all of our minds and hearts to see a little shining light. So we're going to fight the media. They have been corrupt since the get-go. Number two, and this is important, academia. We need to attack academia now.
Yep.
I swear. I've got 4 kids, and I feel like I'm fighting the bad boyfriend with my children.
Well, you know, I got to tell you about that, about the school thing. It's so true, because here's the thing. I never really cared about politics at all in high school or social issues or anything really. I was just upset with doing my thing, getting through high school, you know, having a good time, playing sports. And when I got to college, they really do indoctrinate you into the liberal beliefs. They really do indoctrinate you into the liberal mindset where even if you're someone like me who still doesn't really care about politics, that thought process is kind of underlying. I think the answer is we can't fight. I gotta be honest. I don't think we can fight academia. I think that they have such a stranglehold on it now that it's really a battle we can't win. I think the only way we defeat the higher education of colleges, liberal indoctrination that we're seeing is to stop sending kids to these schools. That's what we have to do. If they don't have anyone to indoctrinate, they cannot get their propaganda through.
You know, homeschooling is a wonderful thing, but a lot of people can't do it. And a lot of governments in Canada, this commie socialist country that I live in, you know, they're disallowing the ability to homeschool. But I'll tell you one thing. It starts in elementary. We don't worry about the high school. You know, they're almost lost in high school and the university level. Honestly.
You know, that's an interesting point, Patricia, because I was a very blessed child. I thank my parents. I always went to private middle school, private high school. It wasn't until college that I had to do with public. Hey, the liberals were 0-2. Let's see if they got anything else.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
For so is the will of God that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Well, that's what we're out here trying to do today. We had two liberals try to form cogent points against me. They both failed. And then one says, well, there's no movement of people going from you know, the left to the right. It's everybody going from the right to the left. Completely untrue. Then the next caller talks about how she used to be a leftist and now she's a rightist. And then we had this video that Harrison clipped off just by chance today before we even knew any of this was going to go down. A street protester who used to be a leftist and then came over to conservative. Then we're going to talk to Mike Cernovich about all this. Let's roll the street protester who went from far left activist to conservative activist.
He is friends of the Soviet people.
That's interesting.
Da. What's
my all family
about?
On my mother's side comes from the Carpathian Mountains on the other side of the in the Slovakia, just right across the mountain range from the Ukraine, apparently.
Yeah,
but study carefully what's actually going on in the Ukraine. You will know that the Svoboda Party, which has seized power and has many members of the cabinet, is fascist. And that in January they had a march. You're not going to want to believe this, but they're keeping this quiet. In January, the Svoboda Party led a march of 15,000 fascists in Kiev. And they were celebrating who? Ukrainians who collaborated with Hitler during World War II. They don't want you to know that. That's who they really are.
Well, there are some. Yeah, we have a fascist party here. I mean, that's what freedom is all about. It comes
with no freedom for fascism. No, none. They put up the Confederate flag in the Ukrainian Rada. Tear it down. Tear it down.
Is this in 2014 or America today?
In the Ukrainian. A member of the Joseph Goebbels Research Center is in the inner circle of power. The what? The Joseph Goebbels Research Center. They put up a Confederate flag in the Ukrainian Rada, my black brother. They put up a Confederate flag
to let
you know exactly who they are. I don't got to tell you what the Confederate flag stands for. How dare you defend these fascists? I have nothing to say to you.
That was Ukraine in 2014.
Fascists in the Ukraine.
Here's the same activist with Trump. Wearing a Make America Great Again hat and American flag.
Okay, I live in Staten Island. And where I live, not one black guy ever gets hired to cut the grass. Repeat. Not one black guy. Hello? So what's that called?
It's called illegal immigration. That's called them bringing the wages down for blacks and job opportunity for blacks.
So why isn't that in the newspaper?
Because they want to continue to harbor illegal aliens, yet they say they support the black community, yet they're the biggest victims of the illegal immigration. It's disgusting.
Thank you. You hit the nail on the head. So isn't that racist that they won't?
Same protester went from left to right. That's where it's going.
They handcuffed me twice and dragged me away. Because rather than, Donald Trump woke me up to a lot of things. Until Donald Trump, I was like everybody else. I was blind about a whole kind of, I was in the far left. And you know what? When they attacked the president, right now they want to accuse him. Thank you, by the way, for allowing me,
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Today is so important that I met you. I'll tell you why. You want to know what the real story is today?
What's going on, brother?
They want to call after Charlottesville Donald Trump Hitler, Nazi, fascist. Well, guess what Hitler said about Russia? And guess what he did with Russia? He killed 27 million Russians. Hitler hated Russia. Today, Donald Trump, he tried to work out peace with Russia, and guess what? They crucified him, huh?
So, wow, it's just amazing. Go ahead, and we can shut this down. So here's the story, though. It's the video. See, this is what the left doesn't even understand. Even this little video, this little 17-second clip that they're all hailing as a victory, that's going to defeat you. More people are going to move to the right because of that video. You fools. You absolute fools. So fine, kill yourselves and kill your parties so that your political ideologies no longer exist because you fools don't even see how they hurt your own movement. Now, let's bring in Mike Cernovich, who has a probably a bit of a calmer blood pressure right now. Mike, what do you think? I'm not seeing any movement of people going from the right to the left. I'm not seeing this anywhere. All I'm seeing is people going from left to right.
Yeah, I mean, who can blame them? There's not much going on in the left. They don't have any really ideas. The big movement with the left right now is there's a big fracturing on the left. You can find that with the most popular, probably left-wing counterculturalists, the so-called dirtbag left, the El Chapo.
Yeah, I like that, the dirtbag left.
Yeah, that's what they call themselves. They're kind of nihilistic and everything. And
they call themselves that?
Yeah. No, that's what they actually call themselves. And they, but they're the only ones actually having any fun. Hillary Clinton's big postmortem, What Happened, is going to be out in a few days. And I actually pre-ordered it because it's going to be very funny and have a lot of complaining and a lot of whining in it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to relish it. I've been enjoying the excerpts. So why then would anybody want to be in the Democrat Party? They don't offer any solutions. All they offer is pessimism.
Yeah, and they can't even win any elections either. You know, that's the thing. They don't even look at the results of these elections. They just hear themselves screaming and they think that that's victory.
Yeah, they view tantrums. That's all they have, and that's why people are leaving. There aren't any intellectuals. There aren't any good books coming out, because if they were actually good books, because I've read Noam Chomsky, I've read a lot of liberal thinkers. If there were actually good books coming out by left-wing thinkers and liberal thinkers, I'd be the first one to read them so that I knew what the other side was thinking and what their ideas were and how we could work together. There's nothing. There are no good books coming from there, no ideas. Everything with them is identity politics. And people realize, like, we need roads that need repaired. We need fiber optics. We need better infrastructure. We got hurricanes coming.
They can't even spell fiber optics.
Yeah, we don't have time for microaggressions. I just read that the UC Berkeley is going to offer therapy when, Ben Shapiro is going to go talk at campus. And Ben Shapiro is boring. I've tried to watch one of his speeches. They're not interesting. The idea that you would need therapy after a speech like that is mind blowing, but that's what they're going to do on the Berkeley campus. So that's,
well, I mean, they do need therapy. These are mentally defective people. These are mentally ill people. So they need some therapy.
Well, they need therapy, but the idea that Shapiro is going to say something that will cause people to need psychological counseling.
But Antifa said he's a fascist thug.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. And who cares, right? That's the whole thing. Who cares? I know there are people who want to personally kill me. I don't care. I don't sit around thinking about that. I don't need to go see a therapist. And that's actually people who want to kill me. It's not imagination. So they need to go see a therapist because somebody said something they don't agree with. People with any kind of curiosity or consciousness are going to want to leave and flee the left, and that's why they're coming over to the right or the middle.
I'm actually glad that you mentioned that. We're about to go to a break here, but I want to talk exclusively about that on the other side, because this is the first, I mean, they've written hit pieces on me and they've attacked me with fake news before, but for whatever reason, this is the first thing that's gone viral. And it's just amazing, the sycophant, psychopath entity of the left that attack you. And I just want to ask you, I mean, briefly, and we'll get to this on the other side, it's just, how do you deal with all of this? How do we deal with the scumbag left that just wants to gaslight you, they just want to insult you, and they want to try to ruin your life?
Yeah, I think it's funny, actually, because it's a sign of influence. If they weren't writing about you, it would be because you were having no impact. So, you know, give me Roger Stone, you know, the rules of Roger. Have you watched Give Me Roger Stone, by the way?
I've not seen that documentary yet, no. Oh, I'm heard everything. I'm in it.
Yeah, you are. They interview you for a second. But stop everything and go watch it. Because it's amazing, and they only hate you because you're effective. If you weren't effective, they wouldn't hate you.
Well, we're going to be hearing from Roger Stone later, but we're going to keep Mike Cernovich on for another segment because I want to talk about this. That's Cernovich's approach. Just laugh at these people. They're a gnat in your ear. They're just a bunch of losers. Don't even give them the time of day. I think that's the correct response. But hey, if they want to come on the show and debate me and show the world how ignorant they are, be my guest. You're just going to hurt yourselves more. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're with Mike Cernovich at Cernovich on Twitter. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. This is the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter, War Room Show on YouTube, the latest expansion of InfoWars live broadcasting. We're going to take a call, another couple calls here in just a second, but I want to talk to Mike about, Mike, what have you experienced from the psychopathic left? How have they tried to slander, smear you, and ruin your life? What's some of the craziest stuff you've experienced?
Oh, what they like to do is they like to get up in my face and try to incite me into violence. So they'll come up and they'll like nudge into you where the camera's not looking.
Oh yeah, they love that.
Or they'll come up and be like, oh, you know, I'm a big fan. Can I get my picture taken with you? I want to have my picture taken with you. And then we're like, oh yeah, sure. And then they'll like elbow you or something in the chest, trying to get a reaction out of you, trying to incite. Yeah. So that's what they generally do with me is, They'll shove you, nudge you, and try to provoke some kind of reaction. And then, of course, I just laugh and film myself. And then later on, I post it and sell a bunch of books based on how I didn't lose my emotional control.
And so just get more successful?
Yeah, exactly. Like there's like a whole model to it now. They're like zombies now. If anything, they bore me. I'm like, okay, so here's where you're going to get up. and you're going to scream, and then here's, we're going to come get in my face, and then here's, so I already know what's going to happen before it happens. It just makes it boring because they're all zombies with no original ideas, no original thoughts, nothing interesting. Alex at least has them doing, you know, comedy skits on him. At least he's at that level where it won't be boring for a little bit, but I'm so bored with the left right now.
Yeah, maybe we should look at it the same way like, you know, Hillary Clinton or Obama or some of the elites look at it, at people in general, just like they're less than people. They're just scum. I mean, that's how the elites in the Democrat and Republican Party look at people, just scum, just cattle. So maybe that's how we should start approaching these people too, like their lords think of them. All right, let's take a call here with Mike Cernovich. Let's go to Joey in Pennsylvania, who's a big fan of Obama. Go ahead, Joey.
I just want to talk about why Obama's the best president ever.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
All right. Well, are you aware that since Obama, the 8 years he was president from 2008 until 2016, there was the most rainbows recorded ever in the history of the United States?
What is this, a joke? Are you a joke?
Even in black and Hispanic neighborhoods, man. Even in black and Hispanic neighborhoods. Tell me that if you don't think that's proof he's the best president ever, then you're out of your mind.
So, but you're obviously joking. You're obviously joking. So we can't find a real person to call in and support Obama, obviously. I mean,
I'm just kidding. I like your show. I love
you. Oh, Joey, we got to let you go now. I give Joey credit. He trolled his way onto the show. But obviously we can't find a real person that thinks Obama was that great. Hey, here's some real news though. Hunger in United States dropped to lowest in a decade. Declining jobless rate helps families obtain nutrition. So you want to talk about great presidents, not even a year into office, and President Trump already has hunger in the U.S. its lowest in a decade. Yeah, that's right. 8 years of Obama, hunger got worse. Let's take another phone call here with Mike Cernovich. Let's go to James in Georgia. Go ahead, James.
I was just commenting on the video when you said young man. I mean, you were being a dick, right? You weren't being for real.
Yeah, but I said ma'am. I said ma'am. So do you have anything based on real news to say?
Well, that you didn't say young man. You said young ma'am.
Yeah, if you watch all my videos, I always say sir and ma'am. That's just my rhetoric that I use.
Oh, so you said young ma'am. It just sounds like man.
Yeah, they're very close sounding. I know that that's tough to understand, but yeah.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I just think it's funny that you guys all, you're attacking academia because you need your supporters to be idiots. Because your philosophy is a joke.
Hey, James, what is the name of the, let me ask you a question, James. Can you tell me the name of the leftist or liberal reporter that goes into herds of Trump supporters and asks them questions and makes them look stupid? Tell me the name of that reporter.
I don't know. Katie Turner.
Oh, it doesn't exist, does it?
Yes, it's so easy because Trump supporters are idiots.
Wow.
I mean, have you talked to them?
Show me the videos. Where are the videos? Yeah, I have talked to them. It's my job.
There's a ton of Trump supporters saying, oh, it's a shame, Obama wasn't so good during Katrina when he wasn't even president. I mean, that was a big thing from Trump supporters.
I need to take a quick call.
I mean, you're just
That's enough. Let's hear from Mike on this. Mike, okay. You know what? I don't understand what you're talking about, James. Where are these videos? Where are all this proof that Trump supporters are dumb?
I mean, what kind of proof do you need? I mean, it's pretty freaking obvious.
So you just keep saying things without any evidence.
What isn't that what you do? That's your job, right? What evidence do you have that they're not idiots?
Dude, I've literally done hours and hours of video of Trump protesters and Trump supporters. There's no comparison at all. Trump supporters are respected, well-spoken people.
They have no idea of history.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. They don't know history. I guarantee you. You could give the average Trump supporter a 10th grade history test.
Like Abe Skrillex? Does Abe Skrillex know history?
I don't know who Abe Skrillex is.
Yeah, so here's what James is. James is the typical ignorant leftist that hears one fake news story, calls into the show with his fake news, gets Trump from the get-go because he was wrong about what he said, and then he doesn't even know about any of the videos that I've been shooting for over the last year proving how idiotic the left is and how well-spoken Trump supporters are. So, nice try, James. Let's go to Gabriel in Brazil. Hey, it's nice to hear from Brazil. Let's get Operation Car Wash back fired up again, Gabriel.
Hey, Alan, good to hear from you, man.
What's on your mind?
Operation Car Wash. Okay, so Operation Car Wash is going well, but could be better. I agree with you.
Yeah, Lava Jato.
Yeah, Lava Jato. Yeah. So I have two points to make. Okay, I think the first one is I want to, you know, show some support for what you did because I don't know what's in people's heads. My message to the girl's parents would be, you know, stop being such a disgrace. Stop raising kids like that. Because if you think of where this generation is today, where is it going to be in 10 years? It's pretty scary. It's already enough, you know, responsibility for us. You know, us people in our 20s, we have to look out for ourselves and be successful in our own right. And we also have to, like, be this girl's parents culturally because, you know, I guarantee you, this girl's mom watches The View and indoctrinates our, you know, liberal propaganda and, you know, cultural violence and all that. So it's a lot of responsibility for us. So I just want to show some support for you and just keep up kicking ass.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I love the fact that we have fans in Brazil. I know that we actually have a ton of fans in Brazil that follow InfoWars. So big shout out to Brazil. Let's go to Brandon, who is in Washington. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
It's going all right. Hey, you know, I'm just showing video of literally just compilations of hours and hours of video I have showing how dumb Trump protesters are, and then I take callers telling me that the video doesn't exist.
I was just wanting to talk about going from left to right really quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like 2008, I was very ill-informed. You know, I'm from Washington. It's like one of the bluest states ever. And, you know, I voted Obama in 2008, and then 2012 I moved to Kansas, where I used to live there, one of the reddest states around, and that's when I found out about Ron Paul, you know. And I don't know. I just think that the environment, switching states kind of woke me up a little bit, you know.
So you're telling me that you're another example of somebody going from left to right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It sounds like you're a relatively young guy, probably around my age. Maybe Obama was one of the first times you voted.
Years old, yeah.
Yeah, so we're the same age. Yeah. So there were actually with our age group, it's actually I think the most prevalent because so many people liked Obama and thought that Obama was the real deal, realized he ended up being a total fraud, and that's what brought them.
He had a good voice. He was a great orator. You know, he sold his points very well, but they were just lies, and so. Most people like me that voted for Obama voted for the change, which is what Trump actually is.
Yep. And that's why the establishment is freaking out.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it's not even about, like, it's just they can finally see that it's real. You know, he means what he says.
Well, and the crazy thing is, thank you for the call, Brandon. Here's the craziest thing. I swear. I could do a report talking about how grass is green, and I could hold the green blade of grass in my hand, and then I would take a call from a liberal telling me that I'm lying and that grass is red. I mean, that's literally how insane these people are, how committed they are to their cult mindset. We're going to be right back on the other side. Roger Stone this hour.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen. This is the return of the Republic, and this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
The last 2 years, I've been saying there's an attack on white people in America. If you go out and you say you're a Trump supporter today, you're automatically racist. Why? Because you're white. Right now, the war is the InfoWar. That's the war that we're in right now.
Thank you all for coming together to represent our party at its best.
I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
Let resistance equal progress.
Yeah, this kind of feels fascist to me, yet they're out here protesting fascism. They put it in their music video. They hold up decapitated heads, plays in the New York Public Theater.
Are you trying to fight me? With these people, and you've seen the responses time and time again. And this represents the strength, the courage, and the bravery that we can have freedom and prosperity.
Clinton crime family lackey, former FBI Director James Comey, angered President Trump and anyone paying attention by recently exonerating Hillary Clinton after a skewed and long investigation of her endangerment of national security with her personal email server. On September 1st, Donald Trump tweeted, "Wow, looks like James Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton long before the investigation was over, and so much more. A rigged system." The president was citing a report that two Republican senators, Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham, noted that Comey had begun drafting his statement recommending not to charge Mrs. Clinton long before interviewing key aides in the investigation. In a letter to the FBI, the senators wrote, "Conclusion first, fact gathering second. That's no way to run an investigation. The FBI should be held to a higher standard than that, especially in a matter of such great public interest and controversy." The details of Comey's premature exoneration were revealed as a result of the Office of Special Counsel's investigation into Comey's possible violation of the Hatch Act, which prohibits government employees from using their official position to influence an election. During that investigation, heavily redacted transcripts of interviews of two FBI officials close to Comey, James Rubicki, Comey's chief of staff, and Tricia Anderson, the principal deputy general counsel of national security and cyber law, indicated that Comey began drafting a statement to announce the conclusion of the Clinton email investigation in April or May of 2016, before the FBI interviewed up to 17 key witnesses, including former Secretary Clinton and several of her closest aides. The transcript of what appears to be Mr. Rubicki's interview contains the following exchanges, and he sent a draft around of, you know what it might look like. So that was in early spring. Yeah, and I think we've seen maybe that email where he sent it out. It was early May of 2016. Does that sound about right? Rubicki, that sounds right. That Quite honestly, that strikes me as a little late. The transcript of what appears to be Ms. Anderson's interview states, "When did you first learn that Director Comey was planning to make some kind of public statement about the outcome of the Clinton email investigation?" Answer, "I believe it was in early May of 2016 that the director himself wrote a draft of that statement." Question, "So when you found out in early May that there was, that the director had written a draft of what the statement might look like, how did you learn about that?" Answer, "Redacted. Gave me a hard copy of it." Question, "So what happened next with respect to the draft?" Answer, "I don't know for sure. At some point, there were many iterations of the draft that circulated. The draft statement also came before the department entered into immunity agreements with Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, where the department agreed to a very limited review of Secretary Clinton's emails and to destroy their laptops after review. In an extraordinary July announcement, Comey exonerated Clinton despite noting there's evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information."
Clinton, yes. Last week it was reported on Infowars.com that your email server was hacked and you knowingly continued to use your email server. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, it's totally untrue.
Thanks, guys. All this as the Wasserman Schultz IT debacle unfolds and the Clinton Foundation could face the possibility of international investigations over their administration of Unitaid funds.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, "Well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other what you sell." They, BuzzFeed said, "Is like is already best selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever." Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
It's Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. And I'll tell you what, Roger is going to be covering the Menendez trial more than CBS, NBC, and ABC all combined just in this one segment here because, Roger, they've completely ignored it.
It's really extraordinary, Owen. You would have thought, for example, the Newark Star-Ledger, a leading daily newspaper in the state of New Jersey, would assign a lonely reporter to this beat. But there is no assigned reporter, nor is there a daily report on the trial of the senior United States senator from New Jersey. Of course, I'm sure you saw the Associated Press the other day mistakenly reported that he is a Republican when he is most definitely a Democrat. Even though the public is not very focused on the trial, due largely because of the lack of coverage, believe me, every politician in Washington and in Trenton is focused on what will happen to this seat. Now, as a point of history, this is a matter that I have some personal involvement in because, as was disclosed by CNN, Menendez wrote a letter to the U.S. Justice Department claiming in 2014 that I was behind the various media stories regarding this scandal and his alleged involvement not only with the shady ophthalmologist named Melgum, for whom he ended up doing substantial governmental favors.
And Melgum's in Florida, right?
That is correct, although at this point I believe he's in custody. But also he had a convoluted defense that this entire indictment, the scandal, was cooked up by Cuban intelligence. So let's see. Roger Stone, working closely with the Cuban communists, set up Bob Menendez. Obviously, the Justice Department did not believe that this was the case.
Yeah, I'm laughing in studio here. Yeah, it's hilarious that they would assume that. It's ridiculous.
So in any event, it's important to understand from the get-go that there are essentially, while there are multiple charges against Menendez, there are two groups of charges. One of them pertains to false filings. The other one pertains to bribery. And the disposition of the seat and the timing of the vacancy of the seat very much depends on the outcome of the trial. Let us assume, for the sake of discussion, that Menendez will be convicted on the false filing issues. That's pretty open and shut. He has no defense. He has demonstrably, over a multi-year period, lied on his federal forms about income and other issues involving Dr. Melgum. Then there is the bribery issue, an entirely separate and different issue, whether he took gratuities from Melgum and others to perform governmental duties, including going to bat with the immigration system on the behalf of several girlfriends of the paid variety of Dr. Melgum's. If, theoretically, Menendez were to be convicted on the false filings but acquitted on the charge of bribery, then many believe that Chuck Schumer could stave off his resignation until after the inauguration of a new governor in the state of New Jersey. Recall that New Jersey's gubernatorial election will come up this November, one of only two in the nation, with Virginia. If, on the other hand, Menendez were to be convicted of the bribery charge, it will make staving off immediate resignation more difficult. In the event that Senator Menendez resigns the seat during the calendar year of this year, then and up into the inauguration of a new governor, that allows the appointment authority to flow to Governor Chris Christie.
Roger, I think the Democrats are also freaking out about this because obviously Menendez going down is a hit to their reputation, a hit to people like Anna Navarro that spoke highly of him, but also now they're facing another situation where they're going to lose another seat.
Well, not necessarily. Their belief is that if Menendez is only convicted on the false filing, that he can hang on to the seat, submitting a resignation letter, let's say, effective on the 1st of the year or the 15th of next year. If he is convicted on the broader charge, the public outcry against that would probably make it untenable. Now, let's assume for the sake of discussion that Governor Christie has this appointment. There are some who say that the governor could appoint himself to the seat, not with the intention of running for the full term, but with the intention of refurbishing his political credentials, fixing his estrangement from the Trump administration. In other words, Chris Christie goes to the U.S. Senate and becomes the number one proponent, indeed the drum major for the Trump agenda in the U.S. Senate. Others believe that the governor would appoint someone else to the seat, And the early money is on Assemblyman John Bremick, a moderate Republican who's a nice enough fellow, and at least on paper would have some prospect to hold on to the seat based on his moderate to liberal social positions on a state that is most decidedly blue and left of center on those issues. Now, there were other long shot possibilities as Christie appointees. State Senator Tom Kaine, the governor, the son of legendary Governor Thomas H. Kaine, so Tom Kaine Jr., would be a strong potential, but the Keynes and the Christies seem to have fallen out based on an attempt by Governor Christie to overthrow young Tom Kaine, the state senator, from the Senate minority leadership position. Therefore, Senator Kaine's appointment appears to be unlikely. A dark horse candidate among many, both Republicans and Democrats, is former state senator Kevin O'Toole. Despite his last name, O'Toole is a Korean American, a savvy veteran of the state Senate, who also served at some time as the Essex County Republican chairman. O'Toole is very widely liked by both Republicans and Democrats. He gets along well with party conservatives as well as party moderates. And the attractiveness of appointing the first Korean American to the U.S. Senate could have some political appeal. For what it's worth, O'Toole has said that he is not a candidate for the seat and that he thinks his appointment is unlikely. Of course, that's not a Sherman-esque statement.
Roger, do you think with you bringing attention to this and other news outlets bringing attention to this that mainstream media will pick this story up at all?
Well, here's the question. Is Senator Menendez going to take the stand in his own defense? Is Dr. Malcolm going to take the stand as in this trial? Malcolm has already been convicted on a slew of charges, essentially facing a lifetime in prison. So he is a man with very little to lose. But so far, he and Menendez appear to be in a non-aggression pact. And it is unlikely at this point, according to most observers, that Malcolm will flip and go to work for the government. Remember, the early allegations about this case involved not only bribery and retaking money for official acts and misfiling of various disclosure documents, but an allegation that Malcolm had entertained Menendez at his compound in Palm Beach with underage prostitutes. That, come back.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. More breaking news with Roger Stone.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalists, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
If you want the future, you must fight for it. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Roger Stone is with us here on The War Room. Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. You can follow The War Room at War Room on Twitter and the YouTube channel War Room. Roger was just breaking down the latest in the Menendez trial and what could happen should he go down. All signs indicate that he is going to go down. Of course, the question is for what? And that's what Roger was breaking down in the last segment. Let's get back with Roger Stone. What do you foresee happening here, Roger?
Well, if in fact Senator Menendez were to be convicted of just the false filing charges and were able to avoid conviction of the bribery charges, then I think Chuck Schumer will finagle to keep him in the Senate up until the election of the new, most likely Democratic governor, Phil Murphy of New Jersey. Murphy is a strong front runner for that seat. Now, the appointment would fall to Murphy. Murphy clearly will appoint a Democrat. And the two candidates most speculated about are South Jersey Congressman Donald Norcross or former U.S. Senator Robert Torricelli. Both would be formidable going into a reelection campaign, both skilled politicians. Murphy, as governor, will face immediate financial issues. And, of course, Torricelli has a long history of delivering federal pork for New Jersey and understands well the ways of the U.S. Senate. On the other hand, the circumstances of Torricelli's resignation from the U.S. Senate, where he was never convicted or even indicted in a crime, but resigned under fire in a ethical scandal that was whipped into a conflagration by the New York Times. So you have there again two scenarios. The Republican scenario, Christie either appoints himself, I think unlikely, or appoints Assemblyman Bramick, most likely, with a couple of dark horse candidates, Senator Tom Kaine, or even the long dark horse but intriguing idea of Senator Kevin O'Toole. Or the Democrats manage to hold on to the seat into next year in a deal between Chuck Schumer and Governor Phil Murphy, in which case the Democrats will end up holding on to the Menendez seat.
Excellent breakdown from Roger Stone. Pretty much lays it all out for you there, folks, and we are still waiting to see what will happen with the Menendez trial. But if you tune in to CNN or MSNBC or CBS, NBC, ABC, they're not going to tell you anything. They're going to completely ignore that. Roger, if there's nothing else that we need to get to there, I was curious if you had any thoughts on what's going on with the Fed chair and Gary Cohn and President Trump's relationship.
I think at this point, Mr. Cohn has torched himself. I must tell you that Cohn's appointment was unlikely from the beginning. He is a liberal Democrat. He is the former top man at Goldman Sachs. As you are aware, President Trump excoriated Goldman Sachs in the campaign on two fronts. He criticized the $1 million-plus secret loan that they made to Senator Ted Cruz, who poses as a populist, but is in fact a Wall Street darling, whose wife is a charter member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And although he has posed as a nationalist, his Wall Street connections and the big loans from both Goldman Sachs and Citibank would indicate that Cruz is actually a Wall Street stooge. And then, of course, Trump also criticized Goldman Sachs for the $675,000, I believe, paid speech that they arranged for Hillary Clinton, a speech, the contents of which she sought to conceal for some substantial time. That would therefore make the appointment of Gary Cohn highly unlikely. But Gary Cohn's patron in this matter, his rabbi, as it were, of course, is Jared Kushner. This is an odd appointment. Now, it is generally unheard of for a member of the White House staff to publicly criticize the president of the United States for whom he works. In fact, it is virtually unheard of for a member of the president's cabinet to criticize the president whose pleasure they serve at. Long before you were born, probably, Owen, Interior Secretary Walter Hickel in the Nixon administration criticized Nixon's comments regarding the Vietnam War, and within hours, he was, in my view, quite properly, fired. As a member of a matter of professionalism and protocol, if you have issues inside the White House, you air them inside the White House. Clearly, Cohn is thinking about life after the White House because he separated himself from his boss, publicly criticizing the president's comments regarding Charlottesville and leaking the world that he had considered resigning. Well, he should have resigned. That would have been the honorable thing to do. This maneuver has, I can tell you firsthand, aggravated the president of the United States. And I think, therefore, Cohn's appointment to chair the Fed is now unlikely.
Yeah, everyone was kind of thinking that it was going to be Cohn and I forget the name of the current one, that those were going to be the two. Yellen, those were going to be the two. And then the list gets released of the six people being considered, and Cohn is not on it. But going one step further, I mean, we're kind of in an age right now where it's like Survivor White House. Is Cohn going to stick around much longer?
Well, let's hope not. And here's why I say that. There are two elements that I think are absolute cornerstones to Trump's success as president and his ability to be a transformational president. Or I should say a transformative president. One of them is the 15% tax rate on all businesses, big and small. This would make our tax rate lower than Mexico, lower than Canada, lower than China, lower than Japan, and American companies and European companies who are currently doing business abroad would return to the United States because it would instantly be safer, more profitable, more efficient, and, of course, our benefit would be an extraordinary job boom. The second piece of the economic puzzle, of course, is the restoration of Glass-Steagall, something that Cohn has given, to at least his credit, some lip service. Trump needs a driving economic advisor who is pro-growth, who is for the dynamics of his program, and will help the president sell this. I would have preferred the appointment of the Heritage Foundation scholar, Stephen Moore, or even the CNBC commentator, Larry Kudlow, both of whom were integral in putting together candidate Trump's economic proposal that includes the 15% rate. It is essential, Owen, that the president not compromise on the 15%. No, it can't go to 18. No, it can't be over time. It has to be the kind of cut that will lift the economy in a dramatic and quick fashion before the 2018 elections, preferably. And that is why we should hope that that Mr. Cohn is headed for the bleachers.
That's right. A rising tide raises all ships. And that's why this story to me is key. Hunger in U.S. drops to lowest in decade. Declining jobless rate helps families obtain nutrition. That's how Trump wants to get people on his side. More breaking news from Roger Stone, who fled Irma on the other side.
2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't.
The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, folks, they just can't stop Roger Stone, can they? They just can't stop him. They can't poison him. And not even a hurricane can stop this man, as he's coming to us live after having to flee himself, his family, his pets, everyone from Hurricane Irma. And he's safe and now joining us, breaking the latest news on Menendez, Cohn, everything coming out of the White House. But I want to take this segment in a different direction. Roger, you are trying to unite Democrats and Republicans behind a common goal to legalize medical marijuana. How is that going for you?
Well, first of all, let me say, Owen, that I want to thank the many, many info warriors and followers of the Stone Cold Truth and StoneZone.com who have inquired about my family and our evacuation of Florida. I can tell you that all members of the Stone family, my children, my grandchildren, my dogs, my cats, have safely evacuated our property in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where we are potentially in the path of what may be the most powerful hurricane in U.S. history. The only member of the Stone clan that remains behind is my son, Scott Stone, and that is because he is a Broward County deputy sheriff, and he has official duties under Sheriff Scott Israel, who has an enormous task in trying to protect the public in this incredible catastrophe. The area where we reside has had a mandatory evacuation, and they have predicted most recently, because we are on a canal, the potential of a 20-foot surge, meaning virtually everything that I own that I have not taken with me will be underwater. So we look nervously in the days ahead. But I thank so many for your prayers and your best wishes in this very difficult time. The question of medicinal marijuana, which has been legalized in 29 states, has just become far more acute. That's because the House Rules Committee, at least the leadership of that committee, has blocked the implementation and attachment of an amendment that would prevent the Department of Justice from interfering with state medicinal marijuana laws. Now, it's important to note that this amendment has been attached to every appropriation bill since 2014. There is very clearly, Owen, in the U.S. House of Representatives, a coalition of liberal Democrats and libertarian-minded Republicans, which are a majority on this issue. But now, suddenly, the leadership of the House committee is denying them the ability to attach what is an amendment by Earl Brumnauer, Democrat of Oregon, and Dana Rohrabacher, Republican of California. I have spent the last couple days on the phone with Republican members of Congress seeking a solution that would prevent Attorney General Jeff Sessions from reigniting the failed, expensive, ignominious war on drugs, and is consistent with President Donald Trump's position, as voiced in the campaign, that he thought the people in the states should decide. Trump is decidedly not a supporter of marijuana, but he is, in this case, a supporter of states' rights, the states' rights to make their own determination. Now, I have been criticized by some on the left saying that they won't work with Roger Stone because he is a white supremacist, a bigot, a racist, and all of the other malarkey that is thrown at anyone who supported Donald Trump. In fact, charges made against the president themselves. Oh, and I take a different view. I will work with any Democrat, any progressive, any liberal, any socialist, any Republican who agrees with me on the need to maintain the access of millions of Americans, including veterans, to legal marijuana for medicinal purposes. In the nine states that have gone further and have legalized marijuana, cannabis, over a broader scale, well, I say let the people decide there too, because the process of legalization for so-called recreational marijuana is identical to the process for legalization of medicinal marijuana. What this means, of course, is that you cannot, Jeff Sessions, say that you are for states' rights on the issue of abortion. You are for states' rights on the issue of transgendered bathrooms, but you are opposed to states' rights on the question of legalizing cannabis. And that is where the fight lies today. This would be a superb point to announce to you that on the 15th of September at noon at the Alchemy Lounge, which is located at 604 West Pico in Los Angeles, I will be speaking at a rally sponsored by the United States Cannabis Coalition, along with other Republicans and Democrats, in a public appeal to President Trump to appeal to his attorney general and to his White House chief of staff, both of whom have talked longingly about a new crackdown on medicinal marijuana. And in fact, as we know, Jeff Sessions has heavily lobbied the House Rules Committee to unfetter his hands in this regard.
We took a call yesterday, Roger. The question was, would it help Trump to come out as a supporter of medicinal marijuana? Do you think this is something that could help Trump?
Well, I would argue, Owen, that in essence, he is already a supporter because he supports states' rights. What would help him politically the most? And my hat's off to John Morgan, the Orlando trial attorney, Clinton fundraiser, prominent Democrat and prospective Democratic candidate for governor of Florida, in his observation that the political benefit, never mind the public policy correctness, but the political benefit of the president simply changing marijuana from a Schedule I drug, where it currently is on a list with heroin and LSD, to a Schedule II drug so that doctors could legally prescribe the drug for their patients who might benefit. Morgan has said the political benefit to Trump among liberals and current opponents would be extraordinary. And in this case, I believe that John Morgan is absolutely right. He, by the way, is the co-chair of the U.S. Cannabis Coalition with me, a coalition that includes, for example, Fox analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano and HBO comedian Bill Maher. Congressman Matt Gaetz is a member of the committee, as are a number of prominent socialists, libertarians, progressives, Democrats, and Republicans.
It does seem that this is a unifying cause. And aside from the political benefits, perhaps if Trump saw maybe the economic benefits that this has provided to states like Colorado, maybe that's something he could get on board with.
Well, I think you make a very good point. In 2016, the state of Colorado took in $200 million in new revenues. The medicinal marijuana industry is now a modern multi-billion dollar industry. It is generating hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenues for states and counties, in many cases, who could not stay afloat or be solvent without these revenues, and who have included these projected revenues in their budgets going forward. But at the same time, the industry has created between 8 and 20,000 identifiable jobs, a number that is growing. So the economic benefits, as you point out, of this states' rights position are on top of the medicinal benefits.
How did Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. This is The War Room. We've got more Roger Stone on the other side.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed?
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Last segment with Roger Stone. who has survived many things to be here with us. And we are glad to have him as part of the War Room. He broke down the latest in the Menendez trial, the latest in his push for states' rights in medicinal marijuana. But he's got another segment of great material for us. Roger Stone, take it away.
I do want to say that Carla Spaulding, a Republican candidate for the seat of Deborah Wasserman Schultz, was scheduled to join us today. But Spaulding, who is not only a Navy veteran, mother of three, and a registered nurse, is tied up caring for 175 senior citizens who have been evacuated from Miami-Dade County to Palm Beach Gardens, north of Broward County. And therefore, rather than have her television, rather than have her mug pasted on TV, standing next to the mayor and the sheriff of Broward County as Deborah Wasserman Schultz, who has no role whatsoever in hurricane relief, is doing, Carla Spaulding is helping people in Florida today. She will join us next week to talk about what I think may be one of the most exciting congressional races in the country. Owen, if there were two races to follow in this nation, one would very clearly be Omar Navarro versus Maxine Waters, a race that you were the first one to identify, and then Carla Spaulding versus Deborah Wasserman Schultz. Now, Wasserman Schultz has numerous problems. Not only, of course, is there the hangover for the effort that she was caught engaging in to cheat Senator Bernie Sanders from the Democratic nomination, as revealed by the WikiLeaks disclosures. But now you have the new scandal of the Awan brothers, two shady Pakistani IT consultants who have now been charged with the theft of both data and money from the U.S. House of Representatives computer system. It is interesting that Wasserman Schultz not only hired these two consultants who seem to have a substantial lack of IT experience, but she also foisted them off on 30 other members of the House, all of them quite obviously Democrats. At the time that the Capitol Hill police advised Wasserman Schultz that the Awans were under investigation, she changed their designation within the House computer system from consultant to employee to ensure their continued access to the inner workings of the U.S. House of Representatives computer system. This, of course, makes her an accessory in their theft of both data and cash, and therefore could pose a very substantial legal problem for Wasserman Schultz, who already has a political problem. Compounding this error, Owen, extraordinarily, is not only the fact that Wasserman Schultz refuses to testify against the Awans, publicly badgered the Capitol Hill police chief, demanding the return of her computer that was seized as evidence, but now has said to her constituents that the Awans may be being persecuted because of their Muslim faith. No, Owen, they're being prosecuted because they stole money and data in violation of the law. Again, Carla Spaulding, one of the most dynamic young candidates that I have seen, will join us here at the War Room next week to break down her campaign to take down Deborah Wasserman Schultz. You can look for that next week here at the War Room.
Well, and the story is, Debbie Wasserman Schultz right now is scrambling around. She's a fish out of water, flopping around on the deck. Meanwhile, Spaulding is actually helping Florida, helping people that are going to be affected by Hurricane Irma, doing the services that we elect these people to do. And it'll be interesting to see if Debbie Wasserman Schultz can really even end up running, because she might be facing some sort of justice that keeps her, or should I say, bars her from taking office.
Well, now, Owen, I have just gotten a message from our producer that we have a very special guest on the phone line. Senator Chuck Schumer joins us now by phone to talk about the budget deal that he reached with President Donald Trump.
Hold it. It's not him. It's Bernie Sanders. I told you I wanted to talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz because she is a disgrace.
We seem to have gotten our line crossed. We were expecting a call from Senator Schumer.
Everyone wants to call into the war room. Okay, Senator Sanders.
Well, who would you rather talk to, Bernie Sanders, or would you like to talk to Chuck Schumer? Seriously.
Why don't you put Chuck on? Would you just put him on?
It's always a thrill to be on the show with you, Roger.
There's a first for you. So how did you come to make this deal with the president, Senator Schumer?
How did I do it? I got Al Sharpton involved.
Sharpton?
I made the deal. I made the deal for him, Roger. I said I'd be able to patch it up if you give me about $50, $20 bills. And once I got that, clearly I could make a deal.
Well, this is...
the senator. And he arranged it with his Wall Street buddies.
Now, Reverend Sharpton, we appreciate your popping on here, but this to me looks like skillful LBJ-style deal-making by the president. In other words, he knew that he couldn't get the assistance of McConnell and Ryan, and therefore he end-ran them to prove the ability to make a broader deal with the Democrats. What do you think former President Richard Nixon would have thought of this?
Well, I would have said this is something right out of Bobby Baker's playbook, the way he was able to maneuver this Schumer and get the deal. I got to give Mr. Trump credit. He did the right thing. You could call it Machiavellian, but this is real politics, my friend, and he did something that I would say was very skillful and going right to the Democrats and Chuck Schumer.
Well, for those who haven't figured this out, we are joined by WBAI's Randy Credico, who is not only a crusading critic of the deep state, a liberal Democrat, a former opponent of Senator Schumer, but also in a previous career was one of the most celebrated impressionists in the show business realm. And I appreciate your joining us, Randy, and showing us the various characters that you are able to bring to life.
Well, it's great to be on the show, Roger. Thank you very much. I just wanted to say, this race against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, just to stick on it for a minute, is first of all, I don't think she's going to be the Democratic candidate. This guy Konova is going to be running in the primary, and I think that it may be him and Mr. Spalding in the general election. But she's going to get really hurt even if she wins the primary against Mr. Konova. So she is not going to be the next representative of that congressional district.
I think that's a pretty good analysis, Randy. Konova is a Bernie Sanders supporter who ran 2 years ago. He managed to amass $3 million relatively quickly, running on the very raw feelings about Wasserman Schultz's attempt to cheat Hillary Clinton's way into the nomination. Konova is running again. Those wounds are fresh. Plus, you still have the Awan family scandal. Very clearly, Carla Spalding has a better shot against Wasserman Schultz than she would some clean, progressive Democrat. But do not underestimate the fact that Wasserman Schultz still has the vaunted condo commandos, the political bosses of the enormous housing complex that have literally hundreds of thousands of senior citizen Democrats.
Spalding could probably put a coalition together. I mean, she's despised by the left and the right, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And, you know, people that, like you and I, agree on many issues and many issues we don't agree on probably. But on this one, we agree on. And she did screw Sanders, and she hasn't been good for transparency. She's been attacking WikiLeaks. I think that she definitely is vulnerable, and it would be refreshing to see anybody beat her. And even Mr. Spalding, I don't know his total record, would be refreshing to get rid of her and that corruption that she represents in the Democratic Party. She is what's wrong with the Democratic Party. She epitomizes
So, Randy Credico, WBAI, thank you very much for joining us, Randy. Owen, I'm going to turn the baton back to you to close this, but thanks for having us here on the War Room. And next Wednesday, Carla Spaulding, Republican candidate for Congress versus Deborah Wasserman Schultz.
Thank you, Roger.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream right now.
Right now, the war is InfoWars. That's the war that we're in right now.
Thank you all for coming together to represent our party at its best.
I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
Let resistance equal progress.
Yeah, this kind of feels fascist to me, yet they're out here protesting fascism. They put it in their music videos. They hold up decapitated heads. Plays in the New York Public Theater.
Are you trying to fight me? With these people, and you've seen the responses time and time again. And this represents the strength, the courage, and the bravery that we can have freedom and prosperity.
And we voted, and it was really startling. You know, you're watching these hurricanes now, and it's really... It's hard, especially while promoting this movie, not to feel Mother Nature's rage, wrath.
That's right. Mother Nature is sending the hurricanes because she's angry at America for voting for Trump.
It's just really confusing.
Yeah, you can say that again.
It's just really confusing.
Who else is blaming supernatural forces for sending hurricanes to punish the evildoers? Oh, look, it's crazy evangelical right-wing Christians. Difference is, they'll be scorned and ridiculed by the left, with good reason, by the way, whereas Lawrence will be given a free pass. Whenever right-wingers blame natural disasters on gays, the Huffington Post freaks out. What did the Huffington Post have to say about Jennifer Lawrence's bizarre comments?
Jennifer Lawrence is sheer perfection in this silver gown.
Nothing. When Pat Robertson said hurricanes were God's payback for America accepting homosexuality, he was condemned by Americans United for using tragedy to promote his political agenda. Will anyone condemn Jennifer Lawrence for using tragedy to promote her political agenda? Yeah, don't hold your breath. Who else shares Lawrence's view that hurricanes are divine retribution? And it's ISIS.
Irma is very powerful and most destructive hurricane. Will hit USA in a few hours. This is power of hour.
So evangelicals say it's punishment for the gays, ISIS says it's punishment for the infidels, and Jennifer Lawrence says it's punishment for the Trump supporters.
Mother Nature's rage, wrath.
What's the connection? Oh yeah, they're all friggin' crazy. But many on the left have embraced God's wrath.
Wrath.
With the consolation that it will mainly impact Trump supporters.
Well, at least Irma is going to wipe out the old Trump supporters in Florida. I hope Irma leaves all these Trump supporters homeless and humble their asses. We should round up all the Trump supporters and leave them directly in Hurricane Irma's path.
It's scary. It's this new language that's forming. I don't even recognize it.
What new language?
It's,
You talked about the new language where all you hysterical anti-Trump lunatics are almost literally saying the same thing as ISIS. Yeah, that new language.
Do you find President Trump confusing?
I don't find him confusing. I think I know exactly what he is.
Literally Hitler.
An impotent howl of rage. You know, it's just, it's like a helpless howl to the moon.
Howl to the moon.
She's a wolf. In mouse clothing.
Ah! There's certainly a sort of end of days feeling about it. For many people in America who would say, you know, perhaps it's truer there at the moment than anywhere else.
End of days? Who's this idiot? Did I see her the other day in the street holding a placard? Oh no, she's a news reporter for Channel 4. Oh yeah, and one final thing, Jennifer. All those Muslim refugees you love so much. Yeah, not taken any in, have you? I mean, come on, at least Clooney's put his mansions where his mouth is. Guess there's just no room at your $8 million gated palace.
There's a lot of excitement about the idea you might do something with Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Why do you think people are so excited about that? Do you think there's still this idea that actually women can't be funny?
Women can't be funny? Oh, women can be funny. And Jennifer Lawrence is a shining example of that.
Mother Nature's rage.
It's just really confusing.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold-pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best selling stuff. It's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
The future,
you must fight for it.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Hurricane Irma is bearing down on Florida right now. We will have live coverage of that on Sunday morning, early in the morning. Myself and Alex Jones and the other great crew here. And just real quick, the whole Jennifer Lawrence video that Paul Joseph Watson just shot, here's what you need to take away from this, folks. Hollywood is not about ratings. Look at what's going on in movie theaters. They can't even sell a ticket. Why? Because America can't stand them anymore. Yet Jennifer Lawrence still goes on TV and does this interview. You know why? Because it's not about ratings, folks. It's about roles. Jennifer Lawrence knows if she goes on TV and bashes Trump and bashes America, she'll get the next role no matter what her movie does in the box office. That is how Hollywood works. Now, let's introduce to you Austin Peterson. Austin Peterson is going to be running against Claire McCaskill, one of the most detestable members of our government, a sexist at that. She says that men just need to shut up. And it was nice that somebody introduced me to Austin. I found him on Twitter, and then I found out he was running against Claire McCaskill, and I had to get him on. Austin, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Owen. Thank you for having me.
Well, Austin, I've got a series of stories here, including one from the Washington Examiner, Why I Became a Republican. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I had been a member of the Libertarian Party for a number of years. I cut my teeth politically, originally on a Republican campaign, though, started as a volunteer for Congressman Ron Paul. And then when I saw how the Republican Party treated him at the time, I was upset. So I worked with the Libertarians for quite some time until the beginning of this year. I actually spent 2 months making around 4,000 phone calls to my supporters, and 98% or more, including registered Libertarians, Republicans, and even a few Democrats, said that they wanted to beat Claire McCaskill. They said, run as a Republican. Don't change your principles. Just run as a Republican, because they want to beat Claire as bad as I do. And they, frankly, they think people like Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and Ted Cruz need some support up there. So that's why I'm running. I want to go help out the true constitutional conservatives in our government.
Yeah, and people don't understand this notion where the Republican Party is kind of becoming such a diverse party of libertarians, true liberals, people that like states' rights, even the classic conservatives, the classic Republicans. It's kind of become this dynamic melting pot, and the left really doesn't know what to respond with because they're the ones losing voters. Another story that you had sent to my crew that you wanted to cover, and I think this is the kind of campaign that you're planning on running, a story from The Hill: it's time to restore federalism and make our founding fathers proud. Republicans and Democrats have forgotten one of the most basic principles of our government, namely the principle of federalism, which reserves all powers not given to the federal government in the Constitution to the states and the people. Actually, my home state of Missouri, where you're running against Claire McCaskill, is one of the most strong constitutional states left in the union.
Oh, yeah. And actually, in Missouri, a couple of years ago, one of our state legislators introduced a bill that would nullify federal gun laws in the state. So talk about independence right there. I mean, and that's the kind of resistance to tyranny that I like to see. So I think that the concept of decentralization can thrive here in Missouri, where people don't feel like they need an overarching, overweening federal government to tell them what to do or how thick the shoe leather should be in their shoes, what they can or can't do with their bodies. I think that this could be a good fertile territory for the kind of ideas that you and I support. Limited government, cutting spending, cutting taxes, overturning Obamacare, getting the government out of our lives from top to bottom.
And that's the populist thing right now. That's what I think most voters want, especially in what they call flyover country, my home country of Missouri, where you're going to be running. What if, what's the response been? I mean, Claire McCaskill, that is a long-time swamp creature. This is a woman who's been in government for a long time. You know that she's going to be defending that position like a rabid cat. What have you seen so far from them?
Pretty funny. She's turned into something of a Trump supporter. It's kind of, well, you know, she's been going out saying how she wants to work with the president, and she, because Trump won this state by 19 points. But the truth is, we all know that she was Hillary Clinton's best friend. She was the first person on Capitol Hill to endorse Hillary Clinton for president way back in 2013. Missourians aren't falling for it. That's why Trump won by such a large margin here, is because Hillary was so unpopular, and she's tied to Hillary. She worked to pass the Affordable Care Act. She tries to kind of paint herself as a moderate, but when you look at her votes, she is a straight party line voting Democrat. She's part of the swamp, and you know, I'm coming to drain the swamp.
You know, in past elections, namesake has been perhaps the biggest advantage to these people, where people will go to the polls and they'll just see a recognizable name and they'll vote for it. This is a lot of times why sons or daughters will run, because they have the same name, they have that political prowess. But, you know, it seems to me that we might be seeing a new trend where people are going to go to the polls and they're going to be like, McCaskill again? I'll take the other candidate.
People tend to like outsiders. Now, it's funny that you say that because in the last election, Trump may have won by 19 points, but on the same ballot, the Republican Senate candidate Roy Blunt only won by 3. If Trump hadn't been so strong, perhaps we wouldn't have had the junior senator from Missouri that we have right now. People tend to be very anti-establishment out here. They don't like being told what to do. Potential primary opponent, current attorney general of Missouri, Mitch McConnell guy, is looking at jumping into this race, and Missouri voters are not happy because 72% of Republicans said they want somebody to challenge that guy, and 45% don't even want him to run. So that just goes to show that anybody who's tainted by the swamp, anybody who's touched by McConnell and Paul Ryan and all those guys, they're gonna have a big uphill battle. And quite frankly, you know, I'm running because I believe in something. I believe in liberty. I was inspired by Ron Paul. You know, I care deeply about the philosophy of the founding fathers that this country was built upon. And I'm doing this because I think this is what's best for the citizens of Missouri, not because I'm in some donor's pocket. I've got no strings attached. McCaskill and my primary opponents, they are all bought and sold. They are owned. And they are going to have to do the bidding of their masters. And I don't have to. I want to be the next Ron Paul. I want to go and vote no and have the courage to say, hey, no, it's time for us to turn this ship of state around. It's time for limited government. It's time for the Republicans to do what they campaigned on. It's time to repeal Obamacare. So that's why I'm doing this.
Repeal Obamacare, tax reform, these are two things that I know are going to be near and dear to your campaign, especially when you get into office. It's amazing to me. Again, you just mentioned the Republicans. You know, for 8 years, they said, we can repeal. We just need Congress. We just need the White House. We gave that to them. They do nothing. For, you know, since DACA got passed, they said DACA is unconstitutional, can't have DACA. Now all of a sudden they love it. I mean, what is the deal with these Republicans that are going against Trump?
They're spineless, many of them, and many of them are compromised by their donors. Frequently, they receive millions and millions of dollars from PACs, and they have super PACs that have special interests. And these special interests, they want something. They want tit for tat. They want quid pro quo. Just wait. When you see the fundraising numbers on the upcoming fall FEC reports, you'll know that a lot of these people have conflicts of interest. There's a lot of pay for play that goes on, big corporations that don't like capitalism because they don't like competition are going to come in there and fund the candidates that they think are going to give them the best benefit they can. You know, when Donald Trump talks about us getting screwed by foreign trade, it's because of things like the EXIM Bank. Consider this. When you get big government Democrats like Elizabeth Warren coming out and defending things like the Export-Import Bank, you know that we've got captured, that our government has been captured. Because when the left says that they're for the little guy, but goes out and supports crony capitalism or corporatism at its worst, that's when you know our government has been bought and paid for. And quite frankly, you know, money is great. I believe in freedom and I believe in capitalism, but money really isn't my primary motivation for doing this. I like to consider myself a very fiery ideologue. I believe in principles. I believe in ideas. To me, this is a philosophical struggle, a battle for the commanding heights of the economy. And to me, the commanding heights of the economy should not be controlled by corporate oligarchs or masters or by anyone who has an individual interest in themselves, but I'm trying to do what's in the best interest of all Americans, defending individual liberty, and that's the best way to defend. You talk about the smallest minority on earth, right? That is the individual. And so I would like to see us do things like bring an end to the federal war on drugs. I would like to see us have criminal justice reform. Quite frankly, I think we need to get rid of most of these alphabet agencies, and that's what I'm bringing. That's my message when I'm campaigning for the U.S. Senate here in Missouri.
You gotta love that. Austin Peterson with us on the War Room. He's gonna be with us for another segment. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk more about his campaign and how we're gonna give rights back to the individual.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
If you want the future, you must fight for it.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. We got one more segment with Austin Peterson. He's running for Senate against Claire McCaskill in the state of Missouri. But in the final two segments of the show, we're going to go back to the phone lines and we're going to see if any of these spineless liberals who want to insult me on social media are willing to call in and have an actual debate with me. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Specifically for liberals who want to try to debate me. We want to hear from you. Prove you're not a coward. Call into the show and debate me. Now let's go back to Austin Peterson. Austin, I got this story here. I guess it was written by you. Fixing human trafficking by fighting for freedom. You get into the terrible thing that goes on in this country all the time, never gets reported on, and that's the human trafficking. Tell me why this is such a big issue to you.
Well, it's a big issue because we're essentially victimizing women twice, once by the pimps and twice by the government. Because of the way that we legislate morality in such a way, we've got a sort of Baptist and bootleggers approach here. The human traffickers, they definitely want this to be this practice to continue to remain on a black market. It's kind of like the war on drugs, right? Where we declared a war on drugs, we got more drugs. We declared a war on poverty, we got more poverty. Maybe we should declare war on jobs, though, and maybe we'd get more jobs. The truth is that there's a counterintuitive approach to how you solve problems, and the markets actually can solve this, because the way that women are being abused in the human trafficking system is such that, one, they get forced into these careers, many of them, not all of them, but many of them, and when they're forced into these careers, they can also be arrested. Many times women are lured here from other countries, and then they're forced onto the street, and because of the laws the way that they are, the women are then prosecuted, they get picked up. And they can be prosecuted for something that they had no part in, which is why I've called for decriminalizing the issue of prostitution. Now I realize that may not be a politically popular idea, but Owen, what's right isn't always what's popular, and what's popular isn't always what's right. Frankly, I think that it's time for us to call an end to persecuting women for making decisions for their what they do with their bodies on this issue. And that's really what it is. People who use force and coercion to force people into these kinds of lifestyles should absolutely be prosecuted. But one of the ways that we can solve this problem on the back end is we can decriminalize prostitution and say, hey, no longer are we going to throw women in jail because they have been pimped out, because they have been victims. We're not going to victimize them twice.
You know, that's an interesting thought process. It's one that actually my mind has gone down before. I've never understood how you have this huge industry, the pornography industry, which is huge. It's massive. You have individuals that can just go on the internet and, you know, basically do whatever they want for money. But prostitution is somehow illegal. It always seemed like a double standard to me. And I think the overarching issue that you're talking about here is control. See, when the federal government is in control of the drug war, well, guess what? They're in control of the drugs. And right. We found it many times, the CIA is the one running the drugs. The same thing with human trafficking and groups like the UN. So I think what you're saying is get the power away from these corrupt establishments that are just using these problems to enrich themselves.
Yeah, it's the progressive mindset at work in everything. It's infected both parties. The progressive ideology is one that says that everything that I like should be subsidized and everything I don't like should be banned. And that's the problem that we have nowadays. I mean, from name any issue, the war on drugs, gay marriage, everything, it's that everybody wants to force their lifestyle choices on everyone else. And I had a conversation with Ben Shapiro the other day, who said that conservatives and libertarians really need to get together and conservatives need to accept the libertarian view on government, and libertarians need to accept the conservative view on social institutions. The idea that families, friends, neighbors, and churches are meant to solve the problems, that in order for us to have a social fabric, for society to succeed and thrive, we don't need coercion, we don't need force, we don't need big government. We need churches, we need nonprofits, Rotary groups, right, Lions clubs, to step in and do the work, because if we don't have a social fabric where social institutions solve many of these problems, then we will descend into leftism, we will descend into big government, we will descend into progressivism, where people will rely on government to solve the problems. And it's a great way for people to avoid responsibility, to say that someone else is going to solve the problem for them because they don't do it. But that's why society is being torn apart. It's because we have no responsibility to one another. We have no personal responsibility either. And that's why you see these leftists on college campus, these snowflakes and Antifa going out and causing violence, because they've never had to be responsible for anything. They've never created a job, and they've never held a job. And so they go out and they're being repressed on college campuses, so they can't engage in free speech, and so they descend into violence. And that's why society is ripping it apart at the seams, is because we've all determined that government should solve many of these problems. I say get out of it. I believe in liberty. Let's let social institutions thrive. Again, families, friends, neighbors, churches, to solve the biggest problems of our day. And the bigger the problem, the more localized should be the solution.
You know, and I think the state of Missouri is really going to resonate with your message. I mean, the state of Missouri, for the most part, is very individual-minded. It's not really hard left or right. Honestly, it's more centrist, more individual. The only area I can think of where people might not like your message is Columbia, where the University of Missouri is just a bastion of liberal indoctrination. They tried to enslave me into the liberal indoctrination when I was there for 2 years. But I would imagine that you're probably getting a lot of good response in the state of Missouri. I mean, again, if you look at St. Louis, okay, maybe they usually vote blue. But overall, that's a pretty much conservative area. Same with Kansas City. Even Jefferson City, the capital. These are conservative people. I think your message is going to work.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Owen. I was a little nervous when I was going to St. Louis because I'm from the Kansas City side of things. You know how the Cardinals-Royals rivalry is, right?
But sure.
So I showed up in St. Louis at a GOP picnic, and I you know, there's some potential competitors out there, and I thought maybe, you know, they'd give me the cold shoulder. When I showed up, there were an army of people wearing our shirts, passing out literature, walking around. I mean, Ron Paul actually did really well in the Missouri caucuses, and so there are a lot of Liberty Republicans out here, and they have been looking for someone who preaches that same message of foreign policy, non-interventionism, of limited government, cutting spending, cutting taxes. They like that. And Missourians have actually been treating me very well. I mean, I am a Missourian, right? I'm not a carpetbagger. Born and raised here, went to college in Springfield. And so I think that I can connect with these people. But, you know, very soon, the bad guys are coming. And that's not just McCaskill, right? The Republicans, McConnell, and all those guys, they are gathering forces to throw someone into this race against me. They'll have millions and millions of dollars, and I'll have nothing but the grassroots to establish myself on. But, you know, it's not the candidate with the most money that always wins, although we could always use donations. But it's the candidate who can connect with voters. So I'm going to go out there and talk with the farmers, talk with them about these issues. I'm going to go to the cities. I got no problem going to places like Ferguson and talking about things like criminal justice reform and how that could stop some of the tension between the inner cities citizens and the police. And I think that I can beat Claire McCaskill. I think I can remove her. Let's replace a progressive Democrat with a very libertarian Republican.
Well, yeah, Missourians for the most part are just kind of like, you know, leave me alone. Do, you know, let me do my thing. Don't get involved in my business. Just go about your day. And I think that now politically there's this new charge because of the attacks they're seeing on their way of life, the attacks they're seeing on Trump. Final 20 seconds, Austin Peterson.
Yeah. So the big thing right now is that we have to get people awake. Like I'm a bit of an unknown, right? So an underdog. So I hope that people will visit my website, austinpeterson.com. Take a look at my background. I was a television producer for Judge Napolitano, big Ron Paul guy. Was a Tea Party.
There
organizer.
He is, folks. Austin Peterson. Follow him on Twitter. Get this guy elected.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
InfoWars is now live 10 hours a day, and that's thanks to you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting this organization with the free market. And because of that, we bring you the best deals. For example, you're hearing about companies skyrocketing their prices to make a greater profit in these tragedies, in these hurricanes. Well, we do the exact opposite. We cut our prices in half, literally. Take 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food right now at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code IRMA. That's right, folks. 50% off. That is half off InfoWars Select Storable Food right now. With all the disasters going on, you've got earthquakes in the Northwest. You've got earthquakes in South America now too, Central America. You've got hurricanes hitting the South as well. Another one developing. Take advantage of this special, folks, right now. 50% off with coupon code IRMA. This is on our select storable food, the most high-quality storable food at the best price, InfoWarsStore.com. You need to take advantage of this before it's too late, a shelf life of 25 years. So if you're in Florida or Louisiana or Alabama or Texas, there's going to be another hurricane in the next 25 years, probably a big one. You may need some storable food. Another thing you might need is clean water. We've got those. 30% off ProPure King Water Systems right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, we try to bring you the best products that you need that will help you in an emergency and help you in your everyday life. And then we give you the best price. 30% off the ProPure King Water Filtration System right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and then your purchase helps fund this organization to launch itself against the New World Order as we are spiraling through what we consider space and time. While I was talking to Austin Peterson, I found it hilariously ironic that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was literally doing a live interview with MSNBC. I mean, I almost, folks, look at the difference between a scum dirtbag like Debbie Wasserman Schultz and then Carla Spaulding, who was supposed to be our guest today. Carla Spaulding canceled to be our guest today. You know why? Because she's in Florida, and she thought there might be something more important to do considering a hurricane is about to hit Florida. So she's out actually helping people, trying to do something. She said, you know what, I'm sorry, I just don't have the time for media interviews right now. We completely understood. She went out to help her potential constituency. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the disgusting big mouth bass, 39-year-old big mouth bass flopping on the deck, fish out of water, disgusting scumbag, she had time for MSNBC because she's failing. She is a loser, and she thinks that by going on MSNBC, that's going to save her political career. Got bad news for you, Wasserman Schultz. You probably just killed it by doing a TV interview instead of helping people, your constituency in Florida. They are reporting that Hurricane Harvey is moving more west now. That is the first time they've really predicted anything like that, and that could be devastating if it continues to move that way. We'll continue to track that. We'll be live on Sunday morning to give you breaking coverage of Hurricane Irma. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 888-201-2244. Specifically, I'm looking for liberals that want to try to debate me, 888-201-2244. Let's start with Ashley in Illinois. Go ahead, Ashley. Oh, looks like Ashley gave up. So Ashley couldn't even make the bell. Good for Ashley. She couldn't even make the bell. Let's give Joseph in Michigan a try.
Yeah, you there?
All right, you made it into the ring. Go ahead, Joseph.
That's good news. How are you, Mr. Owen?
I'm doing all right today. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to point out the flaws that you have in your argument. Along with fear-mongering.
All right, well, let's be a little more specific here, all right? You're making very vague statements.
What argument?
Can you specifically tell me an argument?
So I don't really know much about you. I know more about Alex Jones, who I assume is your superior, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's my boss.
He's your boss. Okay, so he makes good points. The issue is they're overshadowed with, am I allowed to curse on the air or should I?
No, this is a family show. You can speak without cursing, I hope.
Yes,
or are you a good liberal?
I'm college educated. I don't know if that makes me a good liberal or not, but.
No, a good liberal is someone that just can curse at you. That's a good liberal.
That's a good liberal. Well, then I guess I'm not a good liberal. I guess I'm.
You bad liberal, you.
So Alex Jones, I'm assuming you make good points, but they're overshadowed with, you call the leftist loonies. You call them, every sort of name in the book. And then you also point out the ones that are, lunatics, let's say. Alex Jones is walking around Manhattan or wherever he was walking around, and he found a few people that he called mongoloids or, shape-shifting, whatever you want to call them.
Pot-bellied goblins?
Goblins. Okay, he called them goblins, right? But then there's a whole sort of other subset of liberals that aren't acknowledged on your show or on Alex.
Now, this is
show.
A fair point. I will tell you that Joseph is making a very fair point here. I know some well-rounded liberals. They have different political beliefs than me, and you might be one of them. There's a lot of them. I actually talk to them. Now, your problem is, I'm not saying you have a problem. I'm saying your problem that you're dealing with is the fact that based on my experience, and I go out on the streets, I do these events. I've actually met these people. When I go out on the streets, your classification, your section of quote unquote liberals is 10% of your side at most.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then if I can make another point, when Alex Jones or yourself say things like shape shifting reptilians or, they're turning the frogs gay. Those are just,
That's a true story.
It was Pizzagate, also a true story, sir.
Okay, you're talking about a hashtag on Twitter. You're not actually talking about the real issue that is child sex trafficking.
I'm talking about that instance of sex trafficking that was overstated by Alex Jones
Yeah, but what did he say? What did he cover that wasn't true?
Quite a bit.
No, No. Here's the problem, Joseph. Here's the problem. And this is what's happening to me now, too. You're going off a fake news story that puts words and puts qualifications in Alex Jones' mouth that he never actually made. In fact, truth be told, Alex barely even covered Pizzagate. In fact, Alex never even covered Pizzagate. He was always covering the Wienergate stuff, and it was some other members here that were kind of looking at the Pizzagate stuff, looking at the WikiLeaks stuff. But let me ask you a question, Joseph. What is a pizza-related map?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
What is a pizza-related map?
I have no idea.
Exactly. Now look into that and look into the WikiLeaks and then call me back and tell me how Pizzagate is fake news. Let's now go to John in Idaho. We'll take one more call this segment, but we will take calls in the next segment as well. Go ahead, John.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, I'm from Idaho, 21 actually, graduated 2014. So I fell into liberalism pretty early. Came out of it more recently, but I had a question about capitalism. Argument I hear a lot is capitalism is cancer. We are seeing in the last few decades the degradation of this cancerous system in, you know, a lot of the separation and huge gap in income inequality, to be specific, and things like that. I wanted to hear what you had to say about that.
You know what? I think I have an answer to your question that I think will explain it, and I think that it will make a lot of sense to liberals who want to blame capitalism, but it's actually crony capitalism mixed in with international conglomerates that are rigging currencies and rigging markets. That's how you get that divide. That's not capitalism's fault. We'll address that on the other side.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So we just had a caller talking about what they think is the negative impact of capitalism, income inequality, and basically rigged markets. But the truth is that's not because of capitalism. And you talk about income inequality. See, there used to be a beautiful thing in America where people would come to America and they'd see this great income inequality, rich people, poor people, but they all coexisted. They all lived together. That was one of the beauties of America. We've kind of lost that now. But here's how, look, I'm not the expert on this, but I can give you kind of a vague, better understanding, I think, why you can't blame capitalism. Look. Here's what you're talking about. Here's why what you're talking about is happening. You have big corporations and big people. Just look at the Southern Poverty Law Center. They just funneled $69 million offshore. Okay, so you get these big groups with big hordes of cash, and then they put them offshore where they get taxed less and they don't have to pay into other things that work into our economy. So you've got all these people putting their money offshore. This happens in big tech companies too. So you've got that aspect in. Then on the other side, you have manufacturing that gets shipped overseas. So a strong, thriving capitalist economy in America would mean we're manufacturing all of our goods here, we're producing all of our goods here, and we're keeping all of that income and all of that progress internal. But what's happened is all the manufacturing is getting sent overseas to China, etc., where they have no labor laws, no regulations. And they can go it, get it produced and manufactured cheap there, cheap labor, cheap everything, and then ship it back here. But all of that money remains over there in China. So now the Chinese government, the communists, are the ones that get that. So see, they're sucking the free market capitalism offshore in America. And then people want to blame capitalism when they're really skirting capitalism. It's not free market capitalism. It's crony rigged international capitalism. And true American free market capitalism would raise all ships, and that's what Donald Trump is trying to return. And that's why lowest hunger rates in the United States in decades. All right, let's go back to the calls. We've got time for a couple more. Let's start with, let's go to Kenneth first. Go ahead, Kenneth.
Hi, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I just wanted to start with a correction. Not only did Alex Jones personally comment on Pizzagate, he actually issued an apology for it.
Mm-hmm. And are you aware of how lawsuits work?
Yeah, he was trying to avoid litigation in Texas, but not saying it was a sincere apology.
Just in Texas?
You specifically said that Alex Jones had never even commented on Pizzagate, but in fact he did and acknowledged it in his apology.
And what did he say?
But the real reason that I was calling, I was just wondering how, as a journalist, and I don't want to assume, you talk about God on your Twitter feed. I'm guessing you're a Christian.
Yes.
I was just wondering how, as a journalist and a Christian, you justify shaming a preteen girl in front of what you claim is an international
shaming
audience.
A preteen girl. How did I shame her?
You said you called her ma'am, but you said young man. Are you saying that you used the phrase young ma'am? And I'm just wondering, if so, where you picked that phrase up.
Okay, so great caller. Thank you for the call. A total fringe liberal. Hold on, stay on the line. Oh, he couldn't tell. You see, that's what I'm saying. Alex Jones said he talked about Pizzagate. What did he say? Well, I don't know. You shamed a little girl. I shamed. She was following me around and then cursed and flipped me off. Oh, I don't know what that means. Let's take another call. Let's go to Matt in South Dakota. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, Owen.
Yep.
Hey, Owen, how are you? Yeah, I just, after the last call, I guess I don't want to come across as a fringe liberal or anything.
No. I'm not assuming that. In fact, what I'm learning now is that actual, logical, real people that consider themselves liberals will call in and have a conversation, and the fringe, lunatic liberals won't call in. But go ahead, Matt.
All right. Well, that being said, I mean, I guess I like to think of myself as fairly logical, so I do want to ask. You know, you put on Twitter, I'm looking at it right now, 22 hours ago, retweeting somebody asking how they could support Dreamers but don't support their own children's dreams.
That was Terrence Williams that tweeted that, but I think I retweeted it. Go ahead.
No, I did. I said you retweeted it. I know that wasn't your original statement, but if that's like a sentiment you share, I don't understand why supporting, you know, Dreamers, people, you know, DACA recipients is exclusive from supporting.
Here, let me explain this to you. No, this is a fair question. See, I actually like this. I like actually getting liberals to call in that can actually have a real conversation. Well, here's my thing. It's a slippery slope, okay? Let's say that I also tweeted this out. How about this? Let's save DACA and let's save sanctuary cities. Are those two things that you think we should save?
To a degree, yes. I mean,
So that's fine. So let's save DACA and let's save sanctuary cities. And there's one way that we can do both of those things. And it's the easiest way. And that's just to end immigration laws. So should we just end immigration laws?
I actually don't think we should just end immigration laws entirely. I'm not assuming that this is something you say or you believe. People associate liberalism with complete globalism and complete open borders, which I don't agree with.
It's a slippery slope, though. Don't you see how it's a slippery slope, Matt?
I can understand that, but what I want to point to is in Canada, for instance, I was reading articles about their immigration policies. They have much harsher immigration laws. They don't have sanctuary cities. Law enforcement there continually cooperates with their, you know, immigration.
Yeah, no one does. If you go to Mexico, they're going to arrest you.
Right. Now, the idea there is, though, when journalists speak to, you know, Canadian officials about their immigration, you know, illegal immigration policies, they then talk about America's immigration policies, how people, when they do wait in those lines, pay fees and wait, unfortunately, a long amount of time, and they don't.
Well, here's the thing, though. Why wouldn't they make a bill that makes it easier for these people to become citizens? Why wouldn't they do that? They don't want that. They want them desperate to suck off the government. That's what I'm telling you. How about this? You know, here, look at this. This is a fair-minded liberal. I give him credit. How about this story? Former USCIS investigator, there's a huge amount of fraud in DACA. Immigration official turned activist claims up to 50% of approved program application contained inaccuracies. Many of the people in the DACA program have provided false information in order to escape deportation and remain in the United States. As many as half of the approximately 800,000 people have work permits under DACA, have lied on their applications to get approved, said Matt O'Brien, an attorney, and until last year, a manager of the investigative unit of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. So, do you think there's a problem with DACA?
If what he's saying is true, I think there's a problem with DACA. Yeah, I could agree with that. But there's, you know, and again, I'm not discounting what Mr. O'Brien said. Obviously, if he worked as an immigration official, his claims have credence to them. And, you know,
But that's the point. See, Matt, how old are you? Matt, how old are you?
20 years old.
Okay. See, Matt's going to come around. I can sense it in Matt. Matt, when I was 20 years old, I probably thought the same way as you. Here's the thing, Matt. We have to get government out of our lives. Okay, we need to return to law and order. DACA shouldn't even exist. There shouldn't even be Dreamers. You understand? Dreamers shouldn't even exist. If we followed immigration law and we actually had a border, we wouldn't have this issue. Do you understand?
I can understand that, but, you know, this goes into a different question. That if we could agree that DACA is a flawed program, which you and I obviously can have some common ground on. We've definitely established that. The program itself, while I don't think ending it before we had, you know, proper replacement, like, set in stone was a good idea. I can agree with you that at the very least is, to a degree, a flawed program. It was, as people like to say, a Band-Aid. But how do you think we can fix the immigration problem? Do you think the simple solution would just to be to send them back and make them come in again? Do you think that we could give people who are here now a path to citizenship?
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. I think that you're going to find, I think Congress will fail, and I think that Trump is going to try to find these people a way to citizenship. I really think that that's what Trump wants. He wants them to have a path to citizenship. Thank you so much for the call, Matt. I totally understand where Matt's coming from. He's a young man, and when you're young like that, you tend to have your politics based on emotion, but that's something you get over. Usually, I don't know, but it's nice to hear from liberals that are fair-minded people. I actually enjoy having conversations. Let's go to Tony in Indiana. Go ahead, Tony.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Long-time listener, by which I mean the last 7 or 8 minutes. First-time caller. The last 7 or 8 minutes have been very, very interesting and educational.
Oh, man, you should have been following me for the last 7 years.
Oh, I think I could pass on that. But I did want to ask you, so some of your fans have harassed a 13-year-old girl. Are you okay
really?
With that? Yes.
Can you provide an example of the claim you're making?
Yes, I can provide an example. It was somebody I reported to Twitter who told her to get out of his state.
Oh, you reported to Twitter. How noble of you. Are you a hero?
No. No.
Oh, okay. So how old are you, Tony?
I'm 40. How old are you?
Do you have kids?
I do, actually.
Do you let your kids run around and flick people off and tell them to F off?
I would let them tell you that.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, you are a good liberal then, aren't you?
Huh?
Wow. Is that girl your hero? Do you wish your kids were like that girl?
I sincerely hope my daughter is like that girl.
Wow. Well, I got bad news for you. You're going to lose the culture battle, buddy. Thanks for tuning in to the War Room.